Hi everybody, this is Boo Sounds. Just enjoying beautiful lunch. I'm going to call this, tuna again? Because I think I've done one other tuna meal on this as well. But this one really turned out well. You start out with, the brand name is Diamond, but you can use any type of instant noodles that you find in the ethnic section of your store. You could even use the rice vermicelli noodles, which actually we should need to start using. Anyway, so you start out with that. You cut up a yellow pepper, whatever pepper you can use you like. Quarter it and then slice it. Excuse me. Then you take a small bunch of green onions. Slice them. And before you even do that, you take some five spice powder and you put it with the tuna and a little bit, not much at this stage, of your favorite sesame mandarin dressing. Ours is made with honey. It's put out by Berry Bear. It's a Better Buy Alberta product, or Better Buy Canada. I think they are Alberta, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so you put just a smidge in there, just enough to get the spices to cling more to the tuna. Meanwhile, you're also nuking. If you're in Canada, you can get what's called Western Family California Blend. But I'll explain what is in the California Blend. It has cauliflower. It has broccoli, florets, and pieces. Carrot and small chunks of red pepper. That's why I chose to put the yellow pepper. So I've nuked that up on low heat to start, and then it needed a little bit more, so I switched to high. Once the noodles were done cooking, I put them in the bowl with chopped onions, peppers, and tuna. Then I went and put in, once that was done, I put in the hot vegetables and mixed it all together. And then I put in some more of the dressing, approximately a half a cup, but you go to by taste. I don't like it to be goopy. I just like to have the taste around everything, nothing running at the bottom of the bowl, but you can choose whether you want it that way or not. And that's basically it. Simple. I was going to say smooth and simple, but whatever. But it turned out really well. It has zing due to the green onions, as well as the five spice powder. And it just really turned out well. You can garnish it with sesame seeds. I forgot once again. But anyway. George, would you like to comment?
It's once quite tasty. You can tell all the flavors, but also know that they are blending well together. So I think that's a unique skill on its own. Excuse me. So worked out good. Initially, we thought we had lost the flavor of the dressing, but it came back.
It came back because I put a little bit more, and that's why I said you need to go to taste. It depends on whether you like it.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, got that really, really well, so the consistency is really good.
Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. May your journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.